Well, this is the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, which is coming up on Monday. And it's kind of a tradition here at The Takeaway to spend the Memorial Day holiday commemorating, speaking with veterans, commemorating those that we've lost, and also to speak with veterans and you and see who you're remembering. And with us today is Rahman Baca, an Iraq War veteran and artistic director of Exit 12 Dance Company. This weekend, his company will perform their ballet about the Iraq War on the Intrepid, a ship in honor of Memorial Day. Rahman, I got to get this question out of the way because very few people would associate soldiers with ballet.
Yes.
So how did that particular connection for you come about?
I was a ballet dancer before I joined the Marine Corps. And when I finished my service in the Marine Corps, I started the dance company as a way to transition back to civilian life.
And how did you find your response? I mean, I understand that you've performed for a lot of not just veterans, but active duty soldiers. Is that right?
Yes. We actually took a lot of our work to the James J. Peters Medical Center last Veterans Day in the Bronx, and the response was overwhelmingly positive.
I mean, what kind of responses did you get?
I was talking to one of the therapists, and they said that when the veterans, especially the immobilized ones, are watching the dancing, they actually envision themselves as the dancers, and it takes them out of their incapacitated bodies for a while. So that was really, really touching.
It's an amazing thing. Tell me about this ballet that you're going to perform about the Iraq War. How did you get the idea for the storyline behind this?
I started looking through letters that I had written while I was in Iraq and letters that people had sent to me. And it opened a way to explain through dance the way that people are affected by the wars, not only the soldiers, but their loved ones and the enemies. And so I took the letters and recorded them, put them behind music, and then choreographed a ballet called Homecoming about the loved ones and how much they miss their service members when they're overseas and the service members and how they're dealing with being in Iraq or Afghanistan.
And so who are you remembering on this Memorial Day? Is it the people who wrote these letters?
Memorial Day is very personal for me. It takes me back to when I was in Fallujah, and we were told to go to a memorial service for two of the Marines that had been killed in our battalion. And we walk into this auditorium, and they're playing a video remembrance of both of the Marines. And one of them was 19 years old. One was 23 years old, had a young baby and a wife back at home. And we had to go to this memorial service. At the end of the memorial service, they did what's called a roll call, where they get the gunnery sergeant in front of the battalion, and he gets the squad of the two Marines that had fallen, and he calls roll. And he calls the names of two of the Marines that were there, and they answer present. And then he calls the names of the Marines that fell, and their names hang over your heads in that memoriam for just a second. And for me, that's what I remember on Memorial Day.
Do you think that many veterans sometimes need something like this, an artistic performance, perhaps, in order to kind of give them a catalyst for their emotion to kind of deal with what they've been through in a way where they're not bottling it up?
Yes. We started research on a ballet about PTSD and TBI, and through that research, I've been able to talk to veterans about their experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this process in creating art is very, very helpful to veterans.
Well, I want to wish you a good Memorial Day, Rahman Baca, and good luck with the performance on the Intrepid.
Thank you very much, and have a good Memorial Day yourself.
Rahman Baca, artistic director of the Exit 12 Dance Company and a veteran of the Iraq War. Since Memorial Day is coming up, as I mentioned, it's kind of a tradition here to talk to you about how you're honoring this weekend and speak with veterans themselves and find out who they're remembering over Memorial Day weekend. Last year, we spoke to veteran Joe Sturm about three men from his battalion who were killed in Afghanistan. But he told us that this weekend is actually going to be more difficult than most of them.
This Memorial Day is definitely different. We've been at war for 10 years, and we've paid an extraordinary price in blood and national treasure, but mostly blood. I think that this 10-year mark is an important milestone for lots of reasons, but it's probably most important that we don't lose sight of the fact that we've lost more than 6,000 members of our military, tens of thousands wounded, untold number of civilian casualties in both theaters.
That's veteran Joe Sturm. He fought in the Afghanistan war. Marco Reininger is another friend of the show, also served in Afghanistan, and he spoke with us earlier this week about one of the 6,000 who've died since the war in Afghanistan began.
Well, there's one particular person I will remember. It's a friend of mine named Sergeant Dion Taylor, and his vehicle was struck by an IED, and he passed away. He was an NYPD officer. He left behind a spouse and children. It just strikes you at a point where you really realize the tragedy of people passing away and the tragedy of the folks that stay behind. My favorite memory of him was before we left, we had this heated argument about hip-hop. So we just got into this big argument about flow and style, and it was just one of those great moments where, you know, a bunch of guys are just together talking about, you know, music.
Who are you remembering on this Memorial Day? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Share your story, share their story. Yeah, before Memorial Day comes on Monday, we want to get the stories of those we've lost and those who've served. You can also post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.